here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette woman allegedly disposes of liquid meth in Pepsi, conceals meth inside her body. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies apprehended a 43-year-old woman after allegedly deposited liquid meth into a Pepsi bottle around 1:30 a.m. Thursday during a traffic stop. She faces charges of drug possession following her arrest, during which she disclosed another baggie of crystal meth hidden within her person before being incarcerated. Sheriff's deputies stopped a 47-year-old man on the westbound off-ramp of I-90 near Skyline Drive due to a malfunctioning license plate light. Deputies witnessed the woman, a passenger in the vehicle, inserting hypodermic needles into a partially filled Pepsi bottle as they approached the vehicle. The woman confessed to pouring her liquid meth into the bottle. Subsequently, she was taken into custody, and authorities discovered a container of synthetic urine inside the vehicle. The 47-year-old driver was cited for lacking proof of insurance and possessing items for deceptive urine testing. During transport to the jail, the woman revealed the presence of crystal meth concealed within her body. Upon arrival at the facility, she relinquished a baggie containing approximately 2.18 grams of methamphetamine with packaging. The woman faces charges of felony liquid meth possession for her third or subsequent offense, alongside misdemeanor crystal meth possession. Sublette County considers prosecution in alleged wolf torment incident. Clayton Milinkovich, the Sublette County attorney, is handling the case of a man accused of mistreating a wolf at a Daniel, Wyoming bar. Jackson Hole News and Guide reported, despite public outcry for harsh penalties, Milinkovich is proceeding cautiously, awaiting more facts before making a decision. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department initially fined the man for possessing a live animal, but calls for felony animal cruelty charges have intensified. Milinkovich believes Wyoming's animal cruelty laws may apply to predators in certain situations. Both the sheriff's office and Milinkovich are refraining from further comments pending the ongoing investigation. Milinkovich has received numerous messages urging action, but he stresses the need for verified facts before any charges can be made based on allegations. Cowboy State Daily reported, Cody Roberts, who paid a $250 fine for the offense, sparked outrage globally after the photo emerged. While some speculate on Roberts' motives, his family has faced backlash, with his wife and children removing their contact information from public platforms. Although few have publicly supported Roberts, his uncle and aunt made statements suggesting he was under the influence of alcohol during the incident. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.